Hello, backstage. Here I am taking another questionnaire. I do love quizzes and questionnaires. I'm that person that when I see a quiz or a questionnaire, I will most likely click on it. And then once I do, if it's too long, then I'll bail. Or if it's too wordy, I'll bail. But most of the time, I'll take it. So I came across this questionnaire, and I'm going to be honest and say that I clicked on it because the person who devised it has like some keywords in their ID that I like, those words being Dutch and kinks. So apparently this is a movie questionnaire by Dutch Dude Kinks. So I'm just going to read these off and answer them. And I get the feeling the answer to many of these is going to be kind of overlapping. That's probably like five movies that I remember having seen in my entire life. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies, but I can't remember shit. All right. And I'll also try not to curse after that. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is helpful. It says, these are divided into two categories, positive questions and negative questions, both having seven each. Oh, I love that. So symmetrical. Well, let's start with a positive, shall we? Because you always want to say the nice thing first. Oh, boy. What's the first movie you can recall seeing that you liked? I'm just going to put out Star Wars. I don't even know. No, you know what? The first movie I saw that I liked, or I should say that I remember, is the old Planet of the Apes movie, the one with Charlton Heston. Yeah. Well, I mean, did I like it? I don't know, but that's the first movie I remember. Okay, number two. What's a movie you liked a lot more than you thought you would? Uh-oh. Oh dear, I don't know. I can't think of anything that I liked more than I thought I would. Men in Black? The first one. All right. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a positive way? Dang, this is hard actually. Maybe I should bail. Probably some chick flick that people hate that I think is great. Like, oh, I know, Clueless. Great movie. Great movie. So smart. Easy to pass it off as a meringue, but great movie. I believe it was based on a Jane Austen novel. I can't remember which one it was. What's the last film you saw in the cinema? Well, embarrassingly, it was the most recent MIB, no longer called Men in Black, because there was actually a female and a male protagonist in it. They were both favorite actors of mine. Don't know their names. Well, the male one was, what's his name? Hemsworth. The female, I don't know her name, but she's been in quite a few things that I like. Most recently in Westworld, where she plays Charlotte. Alright, so yeah, Men in Black, but no, I don't really recommend it. It was not great. Okay. Number five, what's a film you liked but never want to see again, and why? Maybe the first installment of Berlin Alexanderplatz. I liked it, but it was very long. I don't know. I can't think of anything else. But that, I mean, that's not really a good answer because that was the first installment of like 20 episodes. But and it wasn't even a film. It was actually a telecast that comes to mind. Probably anything by Fassbender. If aliens arrived and asked you to pick a movie for them to see, what would you pick and why? It would have to be Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Absolutely. Good for aliens, good for everyone. And such a great movie. Do you have a favorite so bad it's good film? Oh my God. I mean, so bad it's good. I'm sure there is. I can't think of anything. I mean, oh, I know. Oh my God, such a great film. Okay, it's not really bad, but it's really kitschy. But it's really good. Strictly Ballroom by Baz Luhrmann out of Australia. Amazing. I've seen that movie so many times. Okay. Negative. What is the worst movie you've ever seen? Hands down, Dogville. Oh my God, the worst movie ever. I mean, I like Lars von Trier, but oh my God, the worst film. I thought I might die. What's the film that shocked you with how bad it was? Ibid. Dogville. Horrible. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure it's probably considered a classic. The only good part about it was the ending. Great ending. But does not make up for how hard it was. The 3 hours of my life just gone. Poof. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a negative way? Oh my God. I don't know. Thinking probably Dogville, but I'm trying to change tack. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a negative way? That's just too many negatives. I can't keep that straight. What's that mean? I'll just skip. I might come back. I don't know. I mean, that's weird. That's a weird question. Have you ever walked out of the cinema or demanded a refund? Well, I've only demanded a refund or threatened to demand a refund when they didn't get the sound right. Even the sound was too low or too high or too loud. Have you ever walked out of the cinema? I almost walked out of Dogville, but I didn't. Because, I mean, for me, it's kind of like starting a book, you know? I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish a movie. So have I walked out of a film? I think I have, but I can't remember what it was. I can't remember what it was. But it should have been Dogville. All right. What's the angriest you've gotten over a film? Dogville. What's the biggest case of hype backlash you've ever had? Biggest case of hype backlash. I think I'm not so good with the negative answers because for me it's like either something is or it isn't. Not so much something that is or isn't in a negative sense. So what is the biggest case of hype backlash? I guess that means a movie that everyone liked that I didn't like. I mean, I never watched the Blair Witch, what you call it. Never watched that, you know? But I wouldn't say that's backlash. I just didn't feel like watching it, really. I don't like that lurky camera thing. I mean, lurchy camera movement. What is a genre you hate? I actually don't dislike categorically any particular genre. Snuff? I don't think that's a genre, but literally, I will watch most things. Yeah, I mean, I do watch most things, so hate? Strong word. I mean, I have friends who are movie makers, so, you know, I will watch things. Alrighty. That was not a great questionnaire for me to take. I think it required way too much thought. Probably should have prepared more. But it was fun. Thank you.